أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وليكتب بينكم كاتب للعدل ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله فليكتب وليملل الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا. This ayat which are discussing our business transactions, and we can see that how complete our deen is. Many people think our deen and Quran Sharif is only about namaz and roza, but here in detail, in fact the longest ayat of the Quran Sharif is this ayat, that how we should do our business transactions. So Islam is a complete way of life that teaches us even our business transactions. Everything is taught to us in deen. So yeah, with regard to this, then the different types of transactions we had discussed yesterday. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, when you do your transactions and where it's necessary to be recorded, to write it, that is to draw up a contract, then make up that contract so there are no disputes and arguments. And that contract must be also very clear, that anything that comes up later, the contract will show whatever the rights of who is, and it can be fulfilled properly. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ. اور چاہیے کہ لکھ دے تمہارے درمیان کوئی لکھنے والا انصاف سے. And when you do a transaction which has to be recorded, then make sure you write it down, record it. It must be written. And it must be written by a scribe, by a person who knows about drawing up a contract. And it must be done with complete justice and fairness. This word bil adl is not just one word that is added, but it has got great meaning for both sides. It must be fair and just on both sides. Record it, the person who is making the record, who is drawing up the contract, must not do down anyone. He must make sure he writes it down very clearly, and it must be written without ambiguity. No afterwards some differences, some arguments must develop. It must be written clearly. وَلَا يَأْبَ كَاتِبٌ أَن يَكْتُبَ كَمَا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ فَلْيَكْتُبَ. اور انکار نہ کرے لکھنے والا اس سے کہ لکھ دے وے جیسے سکھایا اس کو اللہ نے, سو اس کو چاہیے کہ لکھ دے. And the person who can draw up the contract, who is a scribe, who is literate, who knows how to write the contract, he must not refuse to write the contract. What Allah has taught him, he must use that for the benefit of others also. Ahsin kama ahsanallahu ilayk. Allah has done good to you. He made you literate. He knows you how to draw up a contract. So now when a contract has to be made, don't refuse him doing it. Write it down. And the details also, it must be given in front, that how that contract must be made. So it must be written down, and make sure that you write it. And those whom Allah has taught and has done this favor and given them this knowledge of writing this contract. So we can see that from here our mundane things of this dunya, our dunya's life, business transactions, etc., how in detail Allah has taught that also. And this is the knowledge of dunya, not the secular, in which Allah is taken out of the education. Dunya's knowledge is a necessary knowledge, and it is a permissible knowledge. Of course, it never matches the deeni knowledge. The knowledge of Allah's ibadat, Allah's marifat. Dunya's knowledge does not equate that in any way. But it is also permissible, and there are great rewards for it also. But as long as the dirt and filth of atheism, of secularism, of denying the existence of Allah, that is not in it, it's a pure dunya education, then we can see the Quran has taught it, and Allah says, kama allamahu Allah. As Allah has taught you your mundane method things, Allah has taught you how to draw up contracts, Allah has made you literate, you can read and write, so use that for the benefits of others also. Allah has been good to you, you be good to others also. And further Allah explains more in detail. وَالْيُمْلِ لِلَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْحَقِّ اور بتلاتا جاوے وہ شخص کے جس پر قرض ہے. And who is the one who must get the scribe, the person to make up the contract? The one who is in debt. Not the one who is giving the debt, but the one who is in debt. The one who is taking the loan, he must have the contract. So in this way, he is admitting that I have taken this loan. Because according to Islamic Sharia, when a court case comes, then the first thing that is looked for is admission. That person, admission of guilt, that he says, yes, I am guilty, then the case is over already. So here also, the person who has to pay back, he draws up the contract and he says, I have taken this loan. This loan is on me. I have to pay. So the admission is already there. So if there is any differences afterwards, if the contract shows it clearly that he himself has admitted it. Contrary to if the person who is giving the loan, if he draws up the contract, then it is from his side. Now, if there is any dispute, then he is not making an admission. He is the claimant. He is not the person who is making the admission. So in that case, then legal proof will be required. In an Islamic court case now, legal proof will be required, and after the proof is furnished, then a judgment will be made. But if the person on whom the case is, he makes an admission, the case is over already. Also from here, and if we study Islamic law, in the Western system, Roman law, which goes into months and years of law, postponements after postponements, and great all difficulty for everyone. Islamic law, in one session, the decision is made already. Very quickly, not all this lengthy process. So Allah Ta'ala says that the person on whom the due is, who is owing, he must have the contract drawn up. In other words, an admission from his side that yes, I have taken this loan, I promised to pay it back on so and so date, or whatever, all the details must be written. وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ or دَرَي Allah says جو اس کا رب ہے. And another very great ingredient of Islamic law and Islamic life, in contrast to the Western way of life and the dunya's way of life, is that when drawing up that contract, and in fact in all matters, fear Allah. In the Western way of law, there is nothing of the fear of Allah. They have police to police you, and they have other things to have by which you are policed. But if you are policed by Allah, that is sufficient. And in order to realize and appreciate Islamic law, the first thing is to believe in Allah. Then to understand and realize the presence of Allah and the qudrat of Allah. That if I displease Allah, what will happen to me? Such a person, really even then this contract is not needed. A person who has the fear of Allah Ta'ala. This contract then is an additional precaution. But a person who has the fear of Allah, he doesn't need anyone to police him, to regulate him. Just like some of our own ustads, we had seen how they taught and with what passion they taught. And they were so regular with their time, so punctual. For such ustads, you don't need any register. You don't need any inspector. They themselves are conscious. And they give extra time. And they don't even ask for any remuneration for the extra time. And they feel it an honor that we could give extra time. So the fear of Allah, realizing the presence of Allah, is a very great thing. So Allah says, وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ وَلَا يَبْخَسْ مِنْهُ شَيْحًا اور کم نہ کرے اس میں سے کچھ. And in this, don't write anything less. Nothing more, nothing less. Write the contract as it is supposed to be written. Don't favor anyone. Don't leave out anything. Don't add anything. It must be done properly. So in this way, Islam has taught, then we can see clearly that how our Islam and people who claim that the ulama, for example, or Quran Sharif or our deen is only like for deen. It's not for dunya. We can see that the longest ayat of the Quran Sharif is for the business transaction and all the details of business transaction. Yes, this is our problem that we don't pay attention to. All the ayats about namaz, roza, etc., we don't pay attention to that also. And this about how we should conduct our business matters, we carry on as if it isn't in the Quran Sharif. The way we carry on, we don't apply any Islamic law in our business. We only apply the law of the land. And then we think that Islam hasn't given us any direction. Islam is given full direction. And if we do our business according to Sharia and Islam, we will see the great barakah of it, the great goodness of it. We cannot imagine the goodness when we do our things according to the teachings of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah let us realize what a perfect and complete deen Allah has given us. Where Allah said, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Today I have completed your deen, your way of life. All this is included in that. How you should believe in Allah. How you should make the ibadat of Allah. How you should do your business transaction. In fact, Islam has taught the details of how you should go to toilet. How you should come out of the toilet. When you have relationships with your wife, that also the very intimate things, Islam is taught that also in detail. And when a person will observe that, he will find that his married life, his private life, his business life, his deen's life, everything is just beautiful and enjoyable. Allah let us understand what great beautiful deen Allah has given us, and we should be showing the people this path. Unfortunately, we are following the non-believers in the path like a lizard going to his hole. We also are following them into the lizard's hole, whereas we had to take them out of that path and lead them to Jannah, not follow them into Jahannam. But we had to take them out and let them follow us into Jannah. May Allah let us realize who we are, what our position is, whose ummah we are, and what our job description, what our duties in this dunya are. We should realize that and fulfill that. Then we'll see the other side of the contract from Allah's side. How beautifully Allah will fulfill it, and what an enjoyable life we have in this dunya already. May Allah give us tawfiq.